Blog Talk Radio.
Support where you are going. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, wow, this is really a great question on a Motivational Monday. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. As I often tell you, wow, how I love Mondays.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and I am truly excited about today's installment of Motivational Mondays. On today's installment, we are in our Shape Up series, and I love our Shape Up series. It is our time in which we get strategies that support us in closing the gap from where we are to where we desire to grow. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. We'll allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you, time permitting, for about 40 minutes into today's program around today's subject. And then we're going to open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments, again, if time is permitting. This will lend to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. I have to tell you, if you don't already have your notepads, pens, iPads, laptops, desktops, smartphones with notes, whatever you need, all of those various things, you want to take a quick moment and simply grab it so that you can capture the nuggets of jewels and gems that will be shared on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Before we jump into today's broadcast, we ask that you do something for us. We're asking you for a favor, a flavor, as I love to say. We ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle of carrier pigeon. Woo, bottom line, I think you get it. Do something to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we can't do it without YOU. So we thank you, thank you, thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. Our focus on today is hold the line. Hold the line. You know, I have to ask a question, and I really want to start getting your thoughts to process around. Are you struggling with emotionally draining people? You know, whether it's the needy friend, your unpredictable, moody boss, your toxic ex, or the irresponsible family member. If you are struggling in any of these areas and you can add your own, I want you to know, trust me when I say this, you are not alone. You're not on that island all alone. You know, being transparent with you, just this past week, personally, I was faced with an issue where I had to hold the line and I had to reinforce my own boundaries. I had someone trying to press in and over and through my boundaries. And I realized that it was up to me to hold my boundaries, as I often do, and I know. And this is one of the regular presenting issues that my clients bring to our sessions on a regular basis, this struggle of, Coach Adams, how do I set better boundaries? How do I do it? And I want to give you some thoughts around that today, but I want you to know, again, you are not alone. And one of the things that I have really come to realize on my journey is that we teach people how to treat us. We teach people how to treat us. And so if we don't have clear boundaries, hold those boundaries, if we don't hold the line, that's our theme for today, hold the line. If we don't hold the line, people will run all over us. And so we teach people how to treat us in what we say and what we don't say. And you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, what does this have to do with me working my vision, achieving my goals, and living out my dreams? It has everything to do with that. Because if you're allowing that moody boss to get the best of you and to run all over your boundaries, that toxic ex, that irresponsible family member, that needy friend to constantly be pulling on you, then you are not going to have the focus that you need. Why? Because you would feel completely drained. You feel like all of the life and energy has been sucked out of you. I know last week when I was dealing with a situation that was the heat in life had been turned up and I had to deal with this circumstance, I felt a bit drained. I really did, and I'm being transparent with you. As you know, I often will share, I'm in process with you too. Coach Adams does not walk on water. She does not walk on water. I'm in process as well. I am working through the process of my journey. But I want you to know that I definitely have gleaned some great wisdom and insight along the way. And through my professional coaching skills, I have so much in my toolbox, so many tools that I can pull out that not only support me, but they also support those that I serve in my coaching practice. I thank God for great mentors and insight from leadership partners, just all of those various things that have supported me in growing to being the highest and greatest version of myself. And I'm still in process. I have not yet arrived. But every step of the way, in order to move to the next level, this is what I've come to realize. That next level will require a greater depth of you. The next level will require a greater depth of who you are, a greater level of you. And so when I was dealing with this situation, I realized that, I have allowed in what I hadn't said or how I was responding in situations to lead this person to believe that it was okay to approach me in the way in which we did, in the way in which they did. And I realized, come on back, hold the line, that I had to reinforce my boundaries because of knowing who I am to say, no, that is not acceptable. And we are responsible for holding our boundaries. And I'm sure you can think of in your own life situation after situation where someone kind of came in and ran roughshod all over your boundary. And so often we'll get upset at that individual. For example, maybe you're working on your vision and you've set this time aside to work on your vision. And the next thing you know, that needy friend is pulling on you and demanding your time, demanding your support, but you're working on your vision. But because your boundaries are not clear, they're able to come in and just take over. And suddenly you look up and you realize, wow, I've completely lost focus on my vision because of this needy person. And then you're feeling, as I stated earlier, you're feeling exhausted. You're feeling emotionally drained and depleted. Why? Because that person came in and they sucked all of the life out of you. Instead of giving you life, they just took all that you had in that moment. Maybe it is that unpredictable, moody boss. I don't know if you've experienced. I know when I was in a corporate setting, wow. I remember my second to last property management position when I was in real estate. And when I tell you, this boss was moody. He put the mood in moody. All caps, bold. I mean, hey, this individual next to the word moody boss, their picture would be right there. They held that title oh so well. And they were so unpredictable. And it was really a tumultuous relationship. And it was so draining. And I realized even then, that I had to let them know this way in which you're responding and acting, how you are reacting. In essence, they really weren't responding. They were reacting. It's not acceptable. It's not okay. Now, I know you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, though, that's easier said than done. And you're right. It is easier said than done. But we have the responsibility to do what? You're going to hear this frequently. Hold the line. We have to hold the line of our boundaries. We have to reestablish and or establish what our boundaries are in any environment and in any situation, any relationship. It's not the responsibility of the other person. It's your responsibility. You know, when I think about boundaries and holding the line, I often think of a little kid. You know, little kids are so innocent, and when they want something, they don't care what you say. They just keep pushing and pushing and pushing until they get what they want. And they're fighting to find out, well, where are the boundaries here? They're growing and learning that. So they'll go to mom, mom, I want, hey, mom. Mom will say, no, not right now. Guess what happens? They'll go to dad. Daddy, I want, daddy, come on. Daddy, please, come on. Now, if mommy and daddy are not on the same page with the same boundaries, and one says yes and one says no, guess what? They've just realized, oh, I can push daddy a little bit further, or I can push mommy a little bit further. And so they learn how to manipulate to get what they want. When we're talking about people in our lives, we're talking about those individuals, they've learned how to navigate to get what they want. And guess who the cost is to? You guessed it. At all costs to you. Why? Because you've sacrificed your vision. You're no longer focused on your goals, let alone achieving your dreams. That's just too great because of those toxic relationships and those irresponsible people around you that have no respect, no regard, no concern for your boundaries. They're dealing with a crisis, and now they want to infringe that crisis on you, and they just come in, and whoo, it's like a whirlwind. And you're sitting there thinking, okay, wait a minute. And you're getting upset, and you're bothered, and you're mad, but this is the thing. You did not, you're going to hear this word over and over, hold the line. You didn't hold the line of your boundary. And as I stated, you know, I've been in struggle with this. I've been in process with this. And I want you to know that all of us deal with this situation at some stage or another. And what I've come to realize, again, I just want to remind you that we teach people how to treat us. And what we say, what we don't say, we teach them how to treat us. And so this is an issue that many times in my coaching practice, my clients will come and they'll say, Coach Adams, I'm struggling. I'm struggling with balancing how to get things done, how to work my vision. I'm struggling with achieving my goals. I'm struggling with living out my dreams, and I'm battling this issue of boundaries and having good boundaries, having clear boundaries. Boundaries are, simply put, if you think about the lines on a highway, the lines on the street, the lines on a freeway, it's the lines that keep you within a certain frame of reference. And so when we're talking about our boundaries, we're simply talking about, do you have those lines within your life in certain areas that certain things are acceptable, certain things are unacceptable, but you're clear on what that looks like, and you simply hold the line. That's why I keep saying hold the line. You simply hold the lines for your life. Now, this is the thing. Your boundaries may be different than my boundaries. My boundaries may be different than Susie Q's boundaries. Susie Q's boundaries may be different than Ken Frost. I don't know. I'm just throwing names out there. But what I want us to understand is that boundaries are different for each of us, and we have the responsibility to hold our boundaries. And so one of the things that I want us to recognize is the first thing that we have to do in this process, and I'm only going to give you a couple of nuggets today. I don't want to overwhelm with information, but I wanted to start that process of thought, because if you're struggling in this area of getting things done, of grinding and making it happen because of your struggle with other people that are pulling on you constantly, they don't respect your time, they don't respect who you are, they don't respect your energy, and they're constantly pulling on you. First of all, you need to get a new circle, okay? You need to reposition yourself completely from those individuals that are pulling and sucking the very life out of you, that are draining you, because they are not serving your vision. Remember in the open, the question raised was, do your boundaries support where you are going? When you look at where you're going, do your boundaries support that? The boundaries, the guards that you have in place, do they support you working your vision against all odds, against all costs? Do they support you in achieving your goals? Or do you allow others to come in and it's like, woo, they come in like a whirlwind, and the next thing you know, you look up and you've lost time and you're feeling like, what just happened here? Are your boundaries supporting you in living out your dreams? I want you to really think about that. Because we have the responsibility to hold the line for ourselves. And if you're struggling in this area, I want you to know, a two-letter word, no, is enough. You can tell people no. Okay, so you don't want to just say no, but get creative in letting people know that that doesn't work for you. How about telling them, you know, that doesn't work for me, or I can't at this time. However you want to phrase it, bottom line is that you have to hold the standard for yourself in order for you to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. And your boundaries and or the lack thereof will either support or diminish the journey that you're on because they're not strong enough. Think about that. Do the boundaries that I have in place support me? It's about you. Support me in where I'm going. You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, isn't that pretty selfish? One could perceive it in that way, but in essence, it's self-care. Because if you don't have clear boundaries for you, you're going to allow others to deplete you, pull everything that you have out of you, because if they can, they will. That's the reality. If someone can, believe me when I tell you, they will suck the very life out of you. Why? Because we're all self-centered, self-included. We are all self-centered. Our nature is very self-centered. Our very nature. Do you know that it takes a lot to get the focus off of you and to focus on the needs of others and serving others? Because at our core, the natural instinct is very selfish, very self-serving. So understand that the people around you, they're not coming with the consciousness of ill intent towards you, but they're driven out of their self-centeredness. They're driven out of their survival mechanism to get what they need and to stay alive in their own systems. And so when they're pulling on you, when they're coming in and they're emotionally draining you, I don't think that they're coming saying, let me emotionally drain you today. It just happens because they are being who they are in that moment. And they lack the consciousness to think about others' needs. You know, my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program, Boss the Movement, have a great definition that I love for love. And that definition is, love is contending for another's highest every situation until it becomes a manifestation. But this is the reality. How many of us would say that I approach my relationships, I approach my interactions, I approach life with this consciousness of let me contend for you. Let me contend for your highest good. It takes a consciousness. It takes being woke, as the young people would say, to even approach life from that particular perspective. Why? Because, again, at our core, our nature is to be self-centered, self-focused, self-serving, and self-seeking. And so how do I hold the line? How do I establish better boundaries? How do I hold the line? Well, number one, you first have to raise your awareness, raise your consciousness. Because when we raise our awareness and we approach and come from a place of consciousness, now we see things from a different point of view, from a different lens. As I shared with you when I had the situation last week, if I was not aware and I was, quote, unquote, unconscious, I would have missed the fact that this person, wait a minute, you've missed it. You've gone over the line here. And so the key is we must raise our awareness. Raise the awareness of when you interact with people, how do you feel after that interaction? Do you feel emotionally drained? Do you feel depleted? All of this is so vitally important when it comes to you having the energy that you need to fulfill your assignment, to fulfill what it is that you've been placed on the planet to do. If you're feeling so empty and you're coming from such a place of emptiness, you have nothing to give to your assignment, to your vision, to your goals, to your dreams. And what will happen is you will now just simply be existing in life when you should be living a vibrant life and journey. But you're just simply existing because you've allowed the people around you to deplete you, to drain you, to zap all of the very energy out of you. And so, again, the number one on our journey of establishing and maintaining strong boundaries is we must hold the line, but it starts with raising our awareness. So think about in this very moment today, what is it that you can do to raise your awareness? How can you raise your awareness? Because this is the thing. If you're like the ostrich with your head in the sand, guess what? You're not aware. This is what's so funny. Think about this illustration of the ostrich with his head in the sand. If someone comes to attack the ostrich, their head is in the sand, but what else is out? The rest of their body. they're completely vulnerable and their head is in the sand, they're not even aware that they're about to be under attack. So you have to get your head out of the sand. You have to raise your awareness. In raising your awareness, a lot of this comes with understanding, what are my boundaries? You have to first get clear on what your boundaries are. What is acceptable and unacceptable for the people that are in your life, for the people that are in your circle? You know, I often, until I'm blue in the face, reference the movie Meet the Fockers and the Robert De Niro character on the circle of trust, the circle of love. Who do you have in your circle of trust, your circle of love? You choose who's in that circle. We can phrase it another way. You know, in the theater of your life, who do you allow to sit in front row in the orchestra seat? On the plane, who do you allow to fly in first class with you? Because the reality is, there are those that you need to leave them on the tarmac. There are those that they can't even come into the theater. So you have to assess, but it comes from being aware, raising your awareness, and getting clear on what are your boundaries. What is acceptable in how people interact with you when you interact with them? If someone speaks down and negative to you, is that acceptable? Again, we teach people how to treat us. I think initially I heard that in a book by Dr. Phil McGraw, now that I'm processing. And I believe it's called Life Manager, forever ago. And that was such a standout for me. What? I teach people how to treat me and what I say and don't say? I was counseling and coaching someone just last week, and I told them, I said the fact that you failed to address certain issues that irritate you and you've chosen to tolerate that behavior, and what you have chosen not to say, indirectly, you're saying, it's okay. And guess what? That person, you've set the standard, and so now they continue that behavior. And in essence, they're winning and you're losing. And in any situation in life, we should fight to find the win-win. How can we both win? Not you win and I lose, or I win and you lose, but that we can get to a mutual beneficial win-win. That's the seven habits of highly effective people. The law of synergy, seeking the win-win. And so the second on the nuggets that I'm giving to you today on hold the line, how to establish and hold and set healthy, clear boundaries. Raise your awareness. Be clear on what your boundaries are. Know them for yourself so that when someone goes over the line, you're aware of it. And you simply course adjust them. You do a course correction. And you bring them within the boundaries that you have set. It doesn't mean you have to go off on people and get nasty with people. You simply hold your boundaries. You simply let them know that behavior for me is not acceptable. Maybe for someone else, but not for me. This is so that you have the freedom of space. You are free to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. You're not feeling zapped and exhausted and depleted emotionally because of the people around you that you have not established healthy, clear, strong boundaries with. The next is limit your interaction. For example, if you know that you have that family member They're your family. You can't just throw them away. But they're irresponsible. Or you have that toxic ex in your life, the moody boss, the needy friend, whatever the category may be, you may have your own. Limit your interaction. That's your choice. That's your decision. You can limit your interaction. If the relationship is not serving you, like, hey, you got to go to work. I get it. You got to go. That's your means to an end in this season. So your boss and you are going to be in the same environment. But this is the thing. You don't have to be all up in their face all day. You can be in the environment, but you can limit the interaction. Maybe you have an ex and you have children together, so you got to interact with them, but you can limit that interaction depending on what the needs are associated with that situation. Maybe it's the family member that's irresponsible. Okay, so I see you. Holiday time, here and there, but I don't have to give you all of my time every day. I can limit my interaction. Why? Because I want to be free to work my vision, achieve my goals, and live out my dreams. You know, I'm an only child. For those of you that are regular listeners and know Coach Adams, you know that she's an only child. And it's easy for me to go into bear cub hibernation mode. I love and appreciate people. And I always say God has such a sense of humor because all of what he has called me to be and do requires that I am an extrovert, but at my core is an introvert. And that's a plus for me because I can go into bear cub hibernation in an instant, in a moment. Why am I saying that associated with what we're talking about? That for me, limiting my interaction with people, it's easy breezy because of the only child. But do know that I understand that someone that has siblings and you've always had people around, it's a different flow for you. I get it. My mom is the oldest of five, and it was an adjustment for her having an only child. Because I would just get up, I'm gone. Who are you going with? By myself. Whereas she was the oldest of five and always had people around. That was her flow. And so I know that there are differences, and sometimes we have to get ourselves into that space of navigating effectively. But it's a matter of making the choice to recognize that if I keep giving you my energy and if I keep allowing you to be in my space, what it's costing me is that I'm emotionally depleted. I'm zapped. I have no energy. And why is this energy so important? You need that energy to work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. That is why I'm here on Motivational Mondays. Every Monday, I sacrifice my time and energy. I pay to be on the airwaves because I have a heart for wanting to support you in being equipped on your journey. And so I trust that as you're listening in today at the different thoughts that we're sharing, that you really are getting some greater wisdom and insight in how can I establish clearer boundaries in the relationships around me that maybe are not serving me, that I've been feeling frustrated around, that I've been feeling this negative energy and drama around, that I've been feeling depleted around, whatever the case may be. Know that it's up to you to hold the standard for you. I'll say that again. It's up to you. You're responsible for holding the standard for you. You know, I think about, for example, in a relationship, a husband and a wife. And it may be okay for the hubby to come home late. It's okay. He's a little late for dinner. No problem. I can work with that. I understand traffic, got held up at the job, whatever. Took a detour, hung out with the boys, whatever. A little late, no problem. But let me ask you this. If he didn't come home, is that a deal breaker for you? Is that outside of your acceptable boundaries? Has the line been completely crossed in that case? You betcha. You don't even have to tell me, ladies. I know. That's not okay. And men, you would be saying the same thing. It's not okay for my wife not to come home. But if she was a little late to dinner, okay, I can flow with that. And the same is true when we're talking about setting healthy boundaries. You need to know what they are, and you have to hold them. Now, let's think about this picture here that we're painting. The husband or wife doesn't come home. It's the next morning. They now come home. Hey, babe. Hey, babe. As if nothing happened. And you don't say anything. Hey. Hey, boy, hey. Hey, girl, hey. And you're just like, hey, and you don't say anything. Remember, we teach people how to treat us in what we say or don't say. Because the natural nature of us as humanity, it can be a little deceptive. Why? Because we don't want to get in trouble. We don't want, so we craft things in such a way because we're trying to avoid getting in trouble. We're trying to avoid the conflict. And so we craft things in such a way because of avoidance. We're trying to avoid. We don't want to deal with conflict. And again, we teach people how to treat us in what we say or don't say. So again, it's up to you to what you were waiting for. Hold the line. You have to hold your boundaries for you. If you don't hold them, guess what? Someone's going to run all over them. And they're not meaning any harm. They're just trying to get what they need to get because they're taking care of them. But guess what? You sit back and now you're resentful. You're angry. It's pulling your energy. You're salty. You're nasty. But that's not their fault that you didn't hold your boundaries to say, hey, it's not okay with me. But to call people out on the carpet, it's based on having a conversation. But it starts with, where do we start? It starts with, number one, I must be aware. I must raise my awareness. As the youth would say, you got to be woke. This may be the time that you wake up. It's time for you to wake up. You've been asleep too long in your life. You've been unconscious too long in your life. It's time to wake up. Wake up. Get your head out of the sand. Don't be the ostrich. Grow and raise your awareness so that in essence, the boundaries that you have set for yourself, they serve your vision. They serve you working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. When we have healthy boundaries, that is self-care. You know, whenever you get on the plane, they give you the emergency instructions. And what do they tell you? If there is a loss of cabin pressure and the mask drops down, who do you put that mask on first? The person that's with you? No, you put the mask on you first. So having healthy, clear boundaries is all about self-care. It's about putting the mask on you first so that you allow yourself to have the freedom of the space that you need to be healthy, not to feel emotionally drained and your energy is zapped, but to come from a different place and taking the time to be in that space that now serves you and the vision that God ultimately, I believe, has given you. You may disagree, depending on your belief system, but that's my belief. And so fulfilling our assignment is so key. But let me tell you, the universe, the world, the people around you, they're not going to make it easy for you to work your vision, for you to live out your dreams, for you to achieve your goals. Believe me, they're not going to make it easy. Why? Because the world is filled with haters. They don't want to see you achieve your goals. No. Why? Because it makes them feel uncomfortable. They get jealous. You know, I think of this little story, and I can't recall if I heard it from my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, or who I heard it from. I think it may have been him. But he tells this story about these lobsters in an aquarium. And that these lobsters in this aquarium, everybody's good when everybody's at the bottom of the aquarium. But suddenly when one of the little lobsters tries to get his way out of the aquarium and starts to fight to crawl up the side of the aquarium wall, the other lobsters feel uncomfortable by that. And they begin to pull him down. You know, the reason why many of you are not achieving your goals, working your vision, or living your dreams, because the circle that you're in, the people around you, they're like the lobsters on the floor of the aquarium. Your progression upward and over and out makes them feel uncomfortable. So they're doing everything they can to pull and suck you back in. So know that. In general, life is not designed where you have people all around you that are supporting you. That's why you have to be aware and raise your awareness of who do I have in my circle? Do I have the right people in my circle? A dear friend of mine, I always hear them say, if you are the guru of your group, guess what? You need a new group. Because we have to constantly be stretching our capacity, expanding our capacity. But if you don't raise your awareness, you'll miss it. So awareness is key. Limit your interaction with those individuals that deplete you, that are emotional drainers, that are sucking the life out of you. Now, in some cases, you may be thinking, I got to deal with my family. That's my family, Coach Adams. I can't. And I understand that. But you can limit your interaction. You don't have to be around them all day. You can be very selective when you interact. That's your choice. But what does that say? Hold the line. It says you have a clear boundary, that you know what your boundaries are, and that you are holding your standard for you. The other is, and I want you to have a healthy balance in this, be more aggressive. Be more aggressive, meaning you are holding your standard, your boundaries. You don't have to be nasty. You don't have to curse somebody out. You don't have to go off. You don't have to slap them. Did we have the big slap a couple of weeks ago? You don't have to slap them. But you can be more assertive in holding your standards. And how do you do that? We spoke about it earlier. In learning various ways to say no. When someone approaches you and it doesn't serve your boundaries, it doesn't serve you going where you're going, and it's not good for you, simply say no. Do you know no? That's a complete sentence. It really is. No. Period. That's it. No. Okay, I know you're sitting there, Coach Adams. I feel a little uncomfortable about just saying no. I mean, some people may perceive that as being rude because I'm telling them no. But get creative then in how you tell them it's not going to work for you. Let them know. It's not going to work for you. It's so funny. I had a situation recently where someone was trying to give me something to do, and they were feeling frustrated because I had a full plate, and they just kind of dumped it on me, to be honest with you. It wasn't that they got my buy-in. They just said, I need you to do this, right? So they just dumped it on me. And I wanted to do it. I really did. I wanted to do it, but I was staying focused on another project at the time, so I didn't get it done at the time in which they wanted me to get it done. And then they came back to me, and they said, should I take that project back? And I surprised them. I really surprised them. I said, you know, actually, yes, I think that would be a good idea. I said, because although I had the heart to do it, I'm focused in these other areas. And in light of the fact that I wasn't able to complete it in the time frame that you wanted, I think it is best that you take it back. And they looked at me like, did she just say this? Did she just tell me to take this project back? Yes, I did. And there was such freedom in that. And they looked at me like, huh. And the reason for that is that, one, they didn't get my buy-in. They just dumped it on me. And then they wanted to put pressure on me because I didn't do it as quickly as they wanted. So when they asked the question, do you want me to take it back? I said, yes, I think it would be wise. Because I didn't want to be feeling some kind of way and emotionally drained behind this project that I never bought into, that you dropped on me because of the role in which I was operating in and just said, hey, let me just dump it on her. And then get upset because it didn't get accomplished in the time that they desired. How many times have you experienced that in your life? And so these are times in which we have to learn to be more assertive so that we allow ourselves to have the freedom in situations that would weigh us down. We would have the emotional freedom to not allow someone to overwhelm us. Oh, wow. I see that I just looked at the board, and although we didn't invite questions yet, we do have a question or a comment. And so I'm going to go to our caller. Caller, last four digits, 2311. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Hello, hello. It would appear that was an error. I was wondering. At any event, we'll continue forward. Because it is that time in which, whoo, time flies so quickly. It's time to close out today's installment, but let me share some thoughts with you. I want you to know that where you are is just a position of where you are in the moment, but not a position in which you must get stuck and stay there. You have the ability to navigate differently on your journey. Where you are does not necessarily define you. Where you're going is what your story will be. And so how you navigate from where you are in this moment is up to you. And so I want you to know that you don't have to lose focus on your goal, because that's what other people would love for you to do, that lobster trying to pull you down, the haters. You have to ask yourself the question, what are you willing to do differently on your journey, right where you are, to achieve and to get different results? So that you can fulfill your dream, whatever that may be. And I want you to know, as we just talked about, having the right people on your team and circling around you is so key. It really is. And I want to share with you that now is the perfect time for you to join in a winning partnership and allow Coach Adams to support you on your journey. You don't have to stay where you are, but you do have to make a decision about where you're going. And one-on-one coaching is a great opportunity that without question makes the difference on your journey. And so I want you to know, if you want more information about my one-on-one coaching or the full circle of empowerment that I have available, take this number down and text this number. Open your text right now. The phone number is 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. What am I texting, Coach Adams? Great question. You're simply texting your name and one or two things, either coaching, which says, I'm clear, I want coaching, I want you on my team, Coach Adams, or you're interested in my full circle of empowerment, which consists of group coaching, my personal and professional growth plan, my private masterminds. So you're interested in anything other than one-on-one coaching. Your name and one-on-one coaching or full circle. Now, obviously, sending the text to 310-289-2101, you're not making a commitment. You're just saying, I have an interest, and I want to learn more, and I want to support you with learning more. And so for those of you that are on social media, on Facebook specifically, I want you to know that we have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group, and we welcome your interaction. Maybe you have a comment around today's show. Maybe you have a show recommendation or a topic that you would like to hear discussed. You can make that there. You want to interact with others that are a part of the Motivational Mondays forum network. We would love to see you there. You know, we appreciate you tuning into Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Coach Adams. And I want you to know, if you are not already a part of my network and or you're thinking, who is this Coach Adams? Someone told me to tune in today. You can visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. If you want to be added to our network, simply send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Again, I have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success through my coaching empowerment. Receive vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment that will position and support you for the win. Know that I want to be on your team, and I'm here to support you. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I thank you so much for tuning in to today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Know that we are here every Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, with a richness of empowerment to support you on your journey to win. And we trust that you will set your alarm and timer, and that regularly you will start the week. You'll jumpstart your week motivated and empowered with yours truly, Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I leave you with this. I coach and you win.